For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. It's game day. We'll be right back here on Monday. The show will be here, and then right afterwards, the Brandon Graham Show returns starting at 6 p.m. live from Chickie's in South Philly. Now, we will have the show here on Monday, but Ike and I will be doing a very special WIP afternoon show tomorrow, not in the afternoon. So we will be on 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow. You might be saying,
check that out.
You might be saying, what about the other guy on the show? Flitz.
Yep. What is,
he will not be on the show tomorrow.
No nope.
Blitz.
Because he's not a Foxhole guy.
Yep.
I don't work Saturdays. Just kidding. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. I was just kidding. A friend's wedding.
So somebody else is Foxhole.
Yeah. Huh? I'll be in there, Foxhole.
Okay.
Yeah, this Foxhole.
No, this Foxhole.
Yeah. Saturdays?
So we'll be reacting to the show with you, to the game with you tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Right here on WIP. Ike and I will be here. And then, of course, back at Chickie's on Monday.
And I did tell Justin Morgenstein to make sure he's ready for the victory.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big one.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this, if we get a victory, this will
When
we get the victory. This will be my first time sort of serving up the victory. We're going to have to talk before the show about how this works. I got to get it right because early in the show, I didn't even know that you were going to do the holler at your boy thing, and I didn't set it up correctly.
Yeah, that took a couple weeks to get right.
So, you know, I want to make sure we're going. So we have an hour and a half left of the show. So it's an hour and a half left of you to get in. We want two things from you. One, your prediction for tonight's game, but two, and most importantly, what are you most excited to see for tonight? Me as Saquon. I can't wait to see a game-breaker running back in this offense. Ike wants to see Jalen Hurts finally in this offense, and Jack is looking forward to seeing the defense.
Glutton for punishment, baby.
Yeah, seems like a troll almost.
I would never troll. Yeah, you saw my predictions.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. But as far as predictions, every week we will give you our picks. Now, we're normally going to do it at 5:30, but this week we will do it at 4:30 because Ike will have to get over to the pregame show. So who goes first? And do we have an intro thing?
Just some music.
No intro thing. Yeah. All right. Here they are, the picks. Ike.
All right.
Lead us off, brother.
All right. So here's where I'm going to start at. Whew. I'm going to start in the ATL. How about those Atlanta Falcons, man? I don't even know if Kirk Cousins is playing Sunday or not. Do we know? I have no idea. Doesn't matter because I don't know who's starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers either.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's still questionable.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, calf is tight again. I mean, guy can't stay on the practice field long enough.
Can we grow up with a tight calf?
Tight calf. He's an old man. But if Justin Fields has to play, I don't know what the hell he's going to bring. So, long story short, I'm taking the Falcons at home -3.5 versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's a revenge spot for – not a revenge spot, but Justin Fields, obviously, from them.
And Arthur Smith, who's offensive coordinator.
Okay.
I'm going with the Cleveland Browns -2.5 over the Dallas Cowboys. Let's face it. The Cowboys suck. I mean, you're going to Cleveland. I don't know what the hell Deshaun Watson is going to do. As a matter of fact, I haven't even heard anything about Deshaun Watson all summer. That could be a good thing for them. But I don't even know what he's going to do. What I do know is that CeeDee Lamb missed all the training camp, and Ezekiel Elliott maybe they're starting tailback. No way in hell that's a winning formula for Jim Schwartz and that Cleveland Browns defense. I think the Browns win a low-scoring game up there. Take the Browns -3.5. And then I had two games here that I didn't know where I wanted to go, but I'm going to go with this one because I think this is the safer pick. Just give me Seattle. -5.5 over the Broncos. I mean, my goodness, Bo Nix and Sean Payton.
My guy Bo Nix?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I got him picked for Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Don't worry about
All right.
Okay. In one of my bets.
Okay.
Not in the first game of the season. He's going up there to Seattle, start his first game on the road. I'll take the Seahawks and my main man, Geno Smith, who I always knew was a starting quarterback in this league.
Yeah, I saw that almost start fisticuffs.
for tonight's game.
Yes.
Ah, I feel so good about this game. Points are plenty. Up and down the field. I like it. I'm predicting a big game from Saquon tonight. AJ will get a touchdown, but I think Saquon scores a couple. I like the Eagles 27-24. I just don't know how we get to the 27. Do we get to it from 20 to 27, or do we get to it from 24 to 27 with Jake Elliott kicking the game-winning field goal? I'm not sure. I just know we're winning 27-24 tonight.
All right. I'm going to give my picks. All right. First one. Bengals minus 8 at home against the New England Patriots.
Very chalk of you.
It's not chalk. It's the line. The New England Patriots are going to be the worst team in football. They may not win two games all year. And I think this is the Joe Burrow revenge tour year. And I think they come out and they probably win this game by 3 touchdowns. So I have Bengals minus 8 at home against the Patriots. I have also got the Browns minus 2.5 at home against the Cowboys. I've been saying it for a while. I think this feels like a everything falls apart year for the Cowboys. They're very talented. They're always very talented. But there's just too much contract stuff for a team that has not accomplished anything. Every day I see another story that Dak is hopeful they'll get a deal done and they're talking and so on and so forth. So I have the Browns minus 2.5. Okay. Now, everyone seems to think that the 49ers are going to have a down year because they're coming off a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who they're not going to have a down year against starting off the season, and that is the New York Jets.
Ooh.
I have the 49ers at home minus 4.5 against the Jets. The Jets last year were a trendy pick to get to the Super Bowl. That is a disastrous organization with a bad head coach. They're going to go into San Francisco, and they're going to get obliterated. So I've got the 49ers minus 4.5.
I don't know about that one.
I'm telling you. They're going to lose.
Well, they may lose. You said obliterate.
They're going to get crushed.
Mm. All right.
All right.
It's a good Jets defense.
And that's fine. And then tonight, we're supposed to give our real pick, right?
Yes.
This one counts. Okay. This one counts.
I just don't see the Eagles stopping them at all. I have the Packers 37-31.
Damn.
I think the offense is going to look good, but I think we are going to – I think a large part of our show tomorrow – is going to be, can this defense get good enough for this team to be competitive? I just, like, until I see it, I don't believe it. The Packers return. Everybody upgraded at running back on offense. I don't think we're going to stop. They might not punt tonight.
Do you think he will still say the defense is a luxury if that happens tonight?
How long can he keep that up? So those are my picks.
Yes. The balloon has been deflated.
Sorry.
But they got to count.
It is what it is.
I'm just being honest.
I gotta be honest, Mike. Read a line for me one time. I'm taking the Jets plus 4.5.
I told you.
And maybe outright. I'll take the Jets outright on Monday as their trek to the Super Bowl starts.
All right.
Give me A-Rod against the Niners, who he hates. Give me Saleh, who he...
He's 44 off an Achilles.
You've upped his age by every year. You said 43 yesterday.
He's 43.
I think he's 41.
He's getting older each day.
Yeah. He might as well be 43.
He's 40, okay? He's 40.
It's all the same.
Yeah. And I spoke like a true 48-year-old. I'm taking the Colts plus 2.5.
Ooh.
Against Houston. Listen, I had a lot of Houston buzz out there. Yeah. They had a big year last year.
Very trendy pick.
I think Richardson's going to have a big, big second year coming off of, obviously, the injury last year. Colts are good last year. They're home. Now they get Richardson back. I'll take the Colts plus 2.5.
Listen, I like the pick because I like home dogs in divisional games. So,
yeah.
But I would tease that up to 3.5.
For sure. For sure. Don't love the 2.5.
Yes.
Don't love the 2.5.
I'll tease that up to 3.5.
But I think a lot of people are going to take the Texans minus 2.5 because they're the trendy maybe. Could they be a Super Bowl team to Texans? Yeah. I don't know about that. And then my final pick for the Eagles, I'm taking the Chargers minus 3 against the Raiders. Like, I think the Raiders stink, and I think that Harbaugh is at least going to get them moving in the right direction. Big year for Justin Herbert.
It's very chalk of you.
It is shocking. It's almost like your Bengals pick. But, yes, I'll take the Chargers minus 3.
Bengals.
I know. Relax. Malware. And then for the Eagles, I don't think they'll stop him either, but I think they'll outscore him. I'm taking 34-30.
Oh, that's a pandering
34-30?
Pick. 34-30? That's a pandering pick. He's pandering. He said the Packers were going to win all week long.
I said I didn't expect the Eagles to win.
Oh, he's pandering.
We did have him 16-1 this
year. That's
take
why
that, Kay.
That's why I asked. I was like, that's why I asked, is this our real pick?
Right.
And then you come in and you lie on your pick.
That's my real pick. That's how I feel today, baby.
Oh.
Game day. E!
Nah, it didn't work.
It
wasn't a DP. It wasn't a DP.
Nope.
All right. All right. We get to your calls, I'm going to tell you where you're going to get or what you're going to get if you need a water heater. There's only two words you need to know. It's Bradford White. Say it with me. Bradford White.
Bradford
Say
White.
It with me. Bradford White. Your water heater goes. It's a bummer.
Is that what we're doing now because of Rios? Everyone just repeats after me?
Everyone just repeats, yeah. You know, you get in the shower, you turn on all the hot water. There's no hot water. It sucks. You got to deal with it. But I'm going to make it easy for you. Bradford White is clearly the best. Built to be the best it is. Built 100% here in the United States. Also, built to last. They're going to Bradford White water heater is going to last you a decade. That you don't have to worry about it. Plus, they got those new tankless water heaters. Bradford White has those. Tank water heater, whether it's at home with your family, whether it's at work with your employees or your coworkers, Bradford White's going to give you the performance you expect and you deserve. But they want a real plumber to install it, not you with your little, you know, home, you know, project thing. They want somebody who does it right because it is the best possible water heater. So go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing pro near you, and learn more. Here is possibly our most important pick. We haven't heard from him since last football season. Tommy from down.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
On the shore, back with us for another season. Tommy. Oh, no, we have an intro.
We have an intro.
Oh, yes.
Tommy down the shore.
Yo, John. Yo, hoy.
It's Tommy down the shore.
I love baloney.
He likes to thank a grace, and then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Hand up. That's on me.
Yeah, the John.
No, it's totally on me.
You're continually putting me in my place.
It's preseason for everyone.
He didn't think about it, yes.
It didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
And my name also wasn't on it, which also is not correct.
Right. Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah. Tommy, how was your summer, buddy?
Yo, Spike. Yo, Jack. Baloney time, baby.
It is baloney time.
Yeah, we'll just get rolling. You know, we got to edit the theme song and everything, just gliding into it. But the summer was beautiful, man. It was just, like, really relaxing, real low-key, going to the beach, you know, barbecuing, playing ping pong, dancing. You know, all my usual things, you know what I mean?
And just dancing and eating bologna is pretty much it, huh? You pick up any hobbies?
I did, actually. I'm glad you asked me that, because over the summer... You guys watch the Olympics? You guys I love the Olympics. This summer, okay, this is going to seem strange. I became obsessed with synchronized swimming. they call it artistic swimming, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? But I love it because, you know, it combines dancing and the water. And I love dancing in the water. Remember that song, Lionel Richie, he's dancing on the ceiling?
Yeah.
You know I mean? Remember that song? It's like me, I'm dancing in the water or on the water. You know what I mean? It fits me. I've tried doing it myself, not very good. I'll be honest. I ain't got the right, you know, physique. You know, I'm built more like Andy Reid. You know what I mean?
But Tommy, let me ask you this. Isn't synchronized swimming when you do it at the exact same time with another swimmer? Do you have a partner?
That's my only other problem because I've been doing it myself. You know what I mean?
But you're in sync, though. That's the key. You're
in
sync with yourself.
With myself. Exactly. You know, so it's like I got to get a team together. I'm not going to the Olympics. Let's get real. You know what I mean? But, yeah, it's just for fun. You know what I mean? It's very, like, it's meditative. You know what I mean?
Now, I assume you're not down the shore right now. Are you in Brazil? Are you down the shore? Where are you?
I'm down the shore. I'm actually down in Atlantic City right now. Yeah, you know, I kind of float around. I go to, if I want to do, like, you know, more low-key, I'm in Wildwood. If I want to do a little gambling, I'm in AC. If I want to go more upscale, I'm in Cape May. But right now, I'm in AC.
Okay.
But I so wish I could be in Brazil, because it would be so much fun to, you know, watch the birds, cheer on the birds, check out the nightlife. You know what I mean? And they got nice beaches down there. So here's the thing: a lot of people don't realize I'm global. I'm Tommy from down the shore in Jersey, but I'm Tommy from down the shore in Brazil too. I'm Tommy from down the shore in locations across the globe. You know what I mean? I'm always big. You know what I mean?
Really, you're big in Brazil.
I'm not sure if I'm big there. I could be in time. You know what I mean? I got to spend some more time there. You know what I mean? I'm still working on building up my international profile.
Well, they love your accent. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like Portuguese. You sound like you have a Brazilian accent.
It does, right? It's kind of like smooth.
It's beautiful.
So you guys say my way of speaking is very smooth and very sexy?
Yeah, very smooth, very sexy, very smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah.
So, here's the thing. Speaking of smooth and sexy, you guys, let me, because my favorite part of Brazilian life and Brazilian culture is the music. You guys like bossa nova, bossa nova music?
Oh, yeah, everybody loves bossa nova music.
But you know that tune? It's a really nice tune. It goes like, girl from me, but it's like, girl from Ipanema goes, tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she's walking, it's time she passes, goes, yeah. That last little bit, that's my own stylistic addition right there.
Do you know the rest of it or no?
Not really. What?
I just know the first verse. Okay. I just know the first verse. But I'll come up with a full rendition later. But see, the thing is, when you take a cover tune, you got to, like, add your own little flavor to it. So, like,
yeah.
When I go, like, yeah, that's not in the original.
Yeah. So, Tommy, obviously we'd love to hear you sing bossa nova music for the rest of the show, but it's a big day. The birds open tonight. We, of course, need to know not only what you think will happen tonight, but what your outlook is for the season.
Listen, I got a very philosophical view. You guys know me. I'm eternal optimist. I think there's a lot of anxiety, and I understand, because last season was very, very, very disappointing. But to me, last season was a blessing in disguise. You know what I mean? Because you learn from adversity. You learn from failure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think this is such a talented team. I think they're going to have a different level of mental toughness, and I'm just so fired up. I think this is going to be a very special season. What do you guys think, man?
Yeah, I mean, hell, I got him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I got him at 10 wins in a wild card spot.
See, Ike, you're more like me, and I believe, Jack, you're the same way. But, Ike, but Spike, you're more like representing the anxiety, right? Because there is that anxiety. I can feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm emotional. I'm emotional.
Emotion. You got a lot of emotion. Spike.
I got a lot of emotion.
I know about you.
Yes. So, tonight, can we get the official Tommy from Down the Shore Eagles pick?
Okay, it's going to be close. Look, they're a good team. It's going to be a close game. It'll be tight through the first three quarters, but then we pull away. I'm going 33-23. Birds, take it to the bank.
33-23.
It's a modest time from down the shore. Yeah. He's usually birds by 20.
Yeah,
that's right, Jack. I'm trying to be a little more conservative in my
a real fanalist, huh?
Yeah,
exactly. You know it, man. I gotta ease my way into it. A couple games in, I'll be doing the big scores. Don't worry. But 33-23, take it to the bank.
Yeah. All right, Tommy. Before we let you go, can we get the girl from Ipanema again?
Sure. Here you go. You guys, the little bit that I know. You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she's passing, it's time she's passing real nice.
All right.
A little nice. Real nice this time, the second time. You know what I mean?
Love it. Love it, Tommy. All right. Well, we look forward to having you every week around 4:40, 4:45 to give your predictions. And good. First of all, good luck with the bossa nova stuff. And also, next time the birds are in Brazil, I think you have to make sure that you're down there.
Next time, we all got to be there, right? All four of us together, we got to be partying down there.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see Tommy with Herb, actually.
Yeah, I think they'd go along
Herb
well.
Driving
that
Tommy
would be, you know what? That would be like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. You know what I mean? The two
yes,
of us
sir.
Together.
Yes, sir.
Like,
all right.
Sports talk radio. You know what I mean?
All right, Tommy.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I'll talk to you next week. Go Birds!
Go Birds!
Birds!
Wow. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying? Down the shore.
I still can't believe, Jack, you disrespected me by keeping John's name in the intro. Yeah.
Well, no, I disrespected the entire listening audience.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't just you.
Yeah.
I completely messed up.
Yep.
But it's okay. It'll be remedied for next week.
All right.
And it would be a better intro.
215-592-9494. What are you most excited for in the Eagles opener tonight? Of course, you can hear it here on WIP. Pregame starts at 6, and kickoff is at 8:15. Yoshi in Brewery Town. What up, brother?
What up, baby? My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Friday. First one of the season, baby. Let's get it popping.
Game day.
What up, Yoshi?
What up, baby? I'm excited, man. What's name? To see number one change the narrative tonight. All them messed up presses, that messed up end of the season. I can't wait to see him go out there tonight and make us say, that's why he's on the Jordan brand. That's why he the number one quarterback. That's why he's getting that $50 million a year. Bold prediction. Saquon gonna get off. AJ gonna have a game. Smitty gonna have a game. But I'm telling you, tonight is Dallas Goedert's night. Dallas going for over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. I put that in the bank. Put that in the bank. Dallas
okay.
Goedert is the wolf in the night. I'm telling you, man, that's how I feel about it. I feel great about the day. I made a Cowboys fan say the Eagles are the best. And I jacket made him say they the best team in the world. Tonight, boy, I'm pumped. I'm going in the house. I'm going to try not to tie myself out. I'm going to hit the bag for like 20, 25 minutes. What's name? I'm like, man, boy, my wife better stay away from me. I was like, it's game night. You got it. Like, I'm putting her on hold. That's how you know it's game night. I'm excited to listen to my boys from 10 to 1 tomorrow. Like, it's bird game today, baby. I agree. Ain't nobody said it right all day. Give me my neck roll, brother.
Yes.
Give me my neck roll. That's what I want. E-A-G-L-E-S. Bird game, baby. I love y'all. Let's get it, Jack. I'm a tech. You know I'm texting them Hearts and Eagles and Flex signs tonight. So be ready. Don't put me on silent mode. I love y'all, baby.
All right, Yosh. That is a good Eagles. Chance.
Yeah. I know.
It's a good one.
Listen, we got an hour left.
Yeah, it's getting
only
closer
good
and closer.
Eagles chance.
Getting yeah. closer and closer.
And if you don't know, Spike, Yoshi has a punching bag right next to the
yeah.
TV. And he just like
yeah.
he spends all.
He really does?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you gotta keep those working those guns out
yeah.
you know, somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He stays in a tank top.
All right. He sure does. Even 6 degrees outside.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right, we got an hour left looking for your predictions for tonight and what you're most excited for. 215-592-9494. Twitter question. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Do you expect the Eagles to win tonight or hope they win? Hope still in the lead. 51%. Expect 49%. Coming up next, everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show is the top 5 at 5. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.